This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a recent study at Northwestern University, researchers found that tea leaves absorb toxic heavy metals like lead and cadmium, thus filtering out dangerous contaminants from the brew. Lead author Benjamin Schindel said, "You're taking the metals out of the water with the tea, but you don't consume the tea leaves after, which is why it works. But the type of tea and steeping speed make a difference. After comparing the metal content in water before and after steeping a range of tea leaves, including black tea, green tea, oolong, and white, the research team found that the longer the steeping time, the better. Brewing tea for longer periods or even overnight, like iced tea, will recover most of the metal or maybe even close to all of the metal in the water," Schindel explained. "Finely ground black tea was also slightly more effective than whole leaves, and cellulose bags worked the best due to the high surface area, which gives a larger space for metal ions to cling to." Accounting students from Montana State University are offering free help preparing tax returns for MSU students and low-income individuals who make less than $60,000 last year. The 2025 tax season help sessions will be held on the MSU campus in Jabs Hall, room 215, from 3:15 to 5:15 p.m. on March 10th, 12th, 24th, 26th, 31st, and on April 2nd. People are encouraged to make an online appointment as there are a limited number of walk-in spots each day. Appointments can be booked online following the link on MSU's website, montana.edu. People seeking tax help should make their appointment and should bring their 2024 W-2 forms, Forms 1099, 1095 A, B, or C, that's the Affordable Care Statements, any other tax documents, a picture ID, the Social Security cards for each person listed on the return, and printed copies of last year's tax returns if they have them. Upper division and graduate accounting students will help prepare federal and state income tax returns and answer tax questions. Free electronic filing will be available for most 1040 forms. The student accounting volunteers are part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, which was established by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service to assist those who may find it difficult to pay for tax preparation services. The program also provides accounting students with practical experience. Each student accounting volunteer has passed an IRS tax preparation exam, completed at least one comprehensive tax course, received specific training related to common tax issues, and has access to a variety of federal and state reference materials. There's more information online at montana.edu/business/accounting/VITA. Sick waterfowl have been reported on the Bighorn River, and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks urges people to remain cautious. The sick and dead waterfowl were found along the Bighorn River stretching from After Bay to the I-90 bridge near Hardin. FWP suspects the cause is highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu. Staff have collected carcasses for testing at FWP's Wildlife Health Lab in Bozeman. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, is known to spike during spring and fall migrations when birds gather in large numbers. FWP advises the public to avoid contact with sick or dead wildlife and to prevent pets from interacting with affected birds or their droppings. Domestic poultry owners should maintain strict biosecurity to avoid contact between their domestic birds and wild ones. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.